Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Psychics Gone Wild Thursday night. I know that a lot of you are going, what is going on? We've been on a lot of different times, and we are normally at 9 p.m., and we're doing this 8 p.m. We're working, and I say we, the phenomenal, gifted Dina Flanagan is here tonight, and I have a lot of you asking me, who is Shannon Stiegel? Shannon Stiegel is also here tonight. We will have the two phenomenal psychic ladies reading for you. Another individual is writing me, okay, so is Dina still up in Maine, and how's the snow, Dina? Are you enjoying the snow? Hi, Dina. Are you enjoying the snow?
Well, you can't help but not. You're going to get it, so you might as well make the most of it. It's not the snow that's the problem. It's that 20 below zero weather that's the problem.
Oh, my goodness. No more. From being from Wyoming, yes, I remember those. That feeling.
It is cold.
And then speaking of cold, how do you deal with this, Dina, as an energy person and working with, and then we're going to turn right around and go to Maui in Hawaii with Shannon. How do you deal with this when individuals are coming to you and you're doing, do you do the readings over the phone now, or do you guys, do you get together and, you know, I'm teasing you a little bit, but help them know about what happens, that what do you end up doing when you have individuals who need a reading and it's 20 below weather outside, Dina?
Yeah, we do make arrangements, because when you live here in New England, you just know this. So either you weather it, like I've had actually people still coming to me, you know, even in the cold days. And if they can't, we do make arrangements to do it over the phone or over Skype. So it works out either way, or they reschedule if they really want to.
I feel like somebody else is telling me with the energy here that we're having a little bit of trouble. Hang on, you guys that are in that room. We're going a little wild here. This is Jethro, and this has been one of those days. Dina's talking about her reading over here in Maine, and those of you who are tuned in, we are going really intense. We are tonight having and experience some of that wild energy that we do. And our other person is Shannon Stiegel, and I think I'm saying the name right. If not, she will take it and let me know differently, hopefully. But Shannon is not only a Hawaiian princess. She's born in South Korea, and she resides in Maui. Shannon is able to communicate with the other side to enable clients to open doors into their consciousness. Some call her the gatekeeper. What I love about it, what you're going to enjoy tonight, is these two individuals are going to read for different individuals calling in. We're going to do some topics, and the topic, we spun the wheel tonight, and they want to talk about working with energy, and they want to talk about mediumship work. So that's what we're going to be talking about. And Dina's, I think we've talked every subject. I know we've talked this one, but this ought to be interesting, Dina. Are you ready to go wild?
I'm ready.
Hello?
Shannon, we are having some other cycle here with it, and we're working together on it. I've got here. Shannon, can you hear us? Okay. We are trying to get Maui. Shannon.
Hello?
Yes, is this Shannon?
No, it isn't.
I'm sorry. We're trying to get Psychic Jethro is really tired, and I apologize. Hang on, 814. We'll get right back. I've got numbers coming up all over the place. And is this Shannon? Hello?
Hello?
Are you Shannon?
No.
Okay, we got 9-2. I'm sorry. We're going to go ahead, and me and Dina are going to go on with this. And I know that obviously there's something going on in Maui. And when she does catch us, which I'm sure she will, Shannon will realize that there's a show going on today. It's called Psychics Gone Wild. What we're going to do is we're going to go wild. Dina, here's the first question I've got. Dina, I have had an individual with me for 3 years. And this individual is not living. This person has been following me, turning the lights off and on. Everything keeps happening around me. My sister has now moved in with someone else, and we were very close about 6 months ago. She couldn't take the fact that I will call him Brian, comes in and out of the house whenever he wants. I started this when I was working with individuals. I'm bringing energy into my house. I can't seem to let Brian go. I love it when he's around. Am I crazy for being in love with a spirit? Help me.
Oh, boy. That's the first time I've ever been asked that. Well, I mean, no. No, if it's a good energy or a good spirit, it's almost like a spirit guide, but more lively or more visible or what have you, more there. So there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, if this person is for the good. You know, if I don't know, there must have been a reason your sister got scared away, but if it's for the good, no, there's nothing wrong with, you know, having it there to kind of keep an eye on you.
I feel that, and that's what I feel like the guides are also telling me, and they're going through the energy here with it, and I love it. She's writing back here. She's like, I knew you'd understand it, Dina, and I got to tell you, Brian went out with me on a date, and I found out really quickly that he was able to read the man. I would have dated this man and been with him, but Brian let me know things about him. I told the man about it. He was not really upset that I was with a ghost. He was more upset because the ghost was right. So now I'm still single, but having a good time with my friend Brian.
Definitely. Like I said, as long as he's looking out for your well-being, hey, everybody would want one of those, I would think.
And our Dina, now I could see you do this. I had someone tease me yesterday. They said they want to promote us. We're doing the Jam Fan Month, and they said we ought to do the big, the ornery, and the wildest. And they said, Jethro, you could be the big the way you eat. The wild would be Dina, and the honoriest would be when you two together are teasing about stuff, because they said you make us laugh. Now, this makes me laugh. Dina, you just told this lady that she should actually stay friends with this spirit guide, and it's okay when he's reading her boyfriend? I mean, this is an energy actually telling her stuff that what if she's got to go through karma with him?
Yeah. Well, then you go through it, pick yourself up by the bootstraps, and you go through the piece you got to go through, and when it's done, it will be gone.
See, I love it. And we've got a couple other individuals, and we are, hang on, all of you guys. We're trying to get in, going through the other work here, and it's like, I know that all of you are looking at it and going, it's no matter what we're doing, we've got our Shannon's in. And we're trying to catch her there in Maui. So just, you know, bear with us a little bit. I've got a lot of people typing me. We're going to take our next question. Dina, what is the best way to tell my friend, Christina, that she needs to balance her chakra? Every time I look at her, I can see that she needs grounded. She's made me crazy. For years, she couldn't even remember what she put in her shopping bag. We would get to the cashier, and she would be upset. And then she would turn around and tell everyone that there was another reason why she was there. She wouldn't admit the fact that she was so ungrounded she didn't even know what she bought in the 10 minutes that we were shopping. Help me before I have to use a hammer to ground her. Okay.
Well, if you haven't found a way yet, that means she's not open to it. Because if she was open to it, you could have her, you know, even pay for an appointment for her to go have it, you know, smoothed out, balanced out with an energy worker. So either you can pay for it or you can pay someone to do it without her knowing. You know, you get permission naturally from her guides, but you can do it without her knowing. If you don't know how to do it. If you know how to do it, by all means, just do it. You can do it without her knowing. You can send her energy. You can keep trying to ground her and send her energy. But if you don't know how to do it, I would pay someone else to do it. That's what I would do.
I feel that, and I love the guys are telling me that they're also going through the other stuff, working with this energy that I know, and that's exactly it. And I do understand this. This is what really frustrates me with I think that sometimes people put these words out there like that. You know, I got to be honest with you. Obviously, you guys know with me joking around this here, I am probably one of the ones who does a lot of work with this, but I've really, it's a little frustrating with the grounded. And I love what Dina just said. I have other individuals who deliberately want to unground me. I had someone tease me one time and tell me very much that they were, the best part about me was they knew I was addicted to sugar and whatever it was about me that made me this crazy stay that way. It's because I'm ungrounded. And I know there's times I do get regrounded, and especially when I'm reading for you or doing energy, but there is times that this works in your favor. So you know, I think the word is acceptance. Dina, talk to him a little bit about, you know, when we were talking about it before, we're different types of readers. Dina and me are both born with this gift. And by the way, those of you who have read this and are looking, make sure you know what's out there with it, because I received something yesterday again from somebody else telling me that they basically had just went in and had another reading and was told that me and Dina were on a list of being the conspirators again. I don't know what this is, so if you do get something that's silly, make sure you know it's the real Jethro and Dina, because if we're out there and there's more than one of us, I feel sorry for these people. Don't you, Dina? We're getting stuff that's so silly. Come on.
Yeah, you don't want to kill doubles of us. one of each of us is enough. yeah, I mean, what is it you want me to tell him, Jethro?
Talk to him a little bit here, and I'm fixing some things, you guys, so you guys know what you do. And this is, we're doing a show here with a bunch of wiring and wild stuff happening behind in the technical. And I can't get the emails to come up or our guest. So, Dina, talk to him a little bit about how to raise the energy and what we've put out there just recently for those who want to listen in. If you want to raise your energy, how would you do it?
Yeah. So if you want to raise your energy, you call, what you do, or what I do anyway, is I call in the protective white light. I call in my guides or my angels or whoever I want working with me, or everybody if they want to come in. And I take some deep breaths. And then I send this beautiful white, loving, protective energy right down through my crown chakra. And I have it go down right through all my chakras, right down, down, down to my toes while I'm doing my breathing. And you just kind of just let this envelop your whole body, and you can feel it. You can actually feel it going down through, and the tingles and everything else. But the breathing is important, and just relax. That's kind of a meditation, but you just relax, and boy, that raises your vibration. And then if that isn't enough, take and you count, well, which you should be doing anyway, count your blessings and really think of all the great, wonderful things that are in your life. You know, don't sit there and think about what you don't have. Think about all the things you do have, all the great people, all the great things, even if it's the smallest of things. Somebody was kind to you that day or whatever. That's how you raise your vibration, and it really works. You just have to practice it every day.
Love that. And I had a person just write me on there. They're like, you know, Jethro, if you're going to do your show, do it. Quit playing with the wires and get to it. Okay, we will. And I will get back on here. That's exactly what Dina just said there, is when you're working with that individuality of it and you're going through other work, here's where it also goes into it. We are working here. And I'm going to try this one more time. Shannon, is this you? Okay. We're going into the readings. Let's take a little bit of time here and go through them. Take a few phone reads, and then I'll read you a little bit of email here. Those of you tuning in, we've got a couple of other work. 928, would you like to have a reading by Dina Flanagan?
Yes, hello?
Hello, how are you?
Good.
Good. Can we get your first name?
This is Alfida.
Yay, Alfida. Would you like to ask our wonderful Dina a question? I can feel energy, and I thank you for – I've talked to everyone trying to find the missing psychic. If you know, tell us.
Yeah. I'm wondering what she sees coming up for me and Ryan for, 2014.
You and who?
Ryan.
Ryan, is this the person that you're with?
Yes.
Okay. Did you recently patch things up, so to speak?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that it was a good thing to do. It really needed to be done. And I feel like if you continue with that, you know, the going forward in a positive way, if you continue with that, it will change or it will flip, you know, into something. It will keep going better and better. But you can't, you got to have the patience with it. You can't give up on it. And I feel like there's still a few more issues you need to iron out. Is that true?
No, I pretty much think we kind of understand where we're both coming from, and we talked a lot more than we did before, so we're kind of like on the same page now.
That's good, but I still feel like this is going to come up again. A few of those issues are going to come up again. So that's what I'm saying, like, just keep on the positive side of it. And when these issues come up, stay with the positive and don't go back into that place. Because you will have the tendency to go back into that place. Don't do it. And if you stay on the positive side of it, I do see it growing. And the thing is, once you get past all this for good, I do feel like there is a good relationship there. You know, like there's, it's just that, and a lot of it is just that, that you guys weren't on the same page. And so once you get completely on the same page, you'll be able to go to the next level.
Okay.
And I agree with you. And Ophelia, we thank you for tuning in to Psychics Gone Wild. I know the phones are being a little odd, and I apologize. Those of you who are hearing the most wildest energies again, our phones are just kind of disrupting. But Ophelia, I agree very much with what Dina said. And I have you put in for those contests?
No, not yet.
Well, put in. We got cool prizes. We want you to win one. We thank you, and we welcome you for calling in. We've got the wildest night. Speaking of prizes, I want you guys to know that we had to give away the winners. The winner of the 7 prizes for 2014 was Vicky LaPont. Those of you looking on Psychics Gone Wild, she did put in the post of her loot when she won, and I want to thank her for doing that, letting us know. We want to make sure that other people got it. Winner of I Love Psychics was Ibitar, who called in last night. She won the book, Pamela Cummings' book, Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relationships. The winner of I Want to Win on Psychics Gone Wild was Brianna Fields. She won a CD plus a book in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. I hope I'm saying that right. Also, I Like Psychics and Want to Win Pamela's book was John Quinn. He won that book yesterday. Going into a reader winning was Nancy Motz. So keep checking it out. We've got a new one. It's called I'm a Jan Fan. You got to be a Jan fan, and you got to turn into PsychicsGoneWild.com, and you can win prizes from all of the individuals that Jan has been on the show with. Dina, she's been on the show with you, so we're going to have people tease. They want to see if, will Dina give out a reading again for the month of the birthday of February for Psychics Gone Wild.
Yeah, what does that mean for the month of the birthday?
It's the February is the month of the birthday for Psychics Gone Wild. But I guess they're wanting to, they want you to give a prize. I love it. And I'm teasing them.
Yes, I will.
Well, and I want you to, too, so we can say that. And they're over here writing down. And it's like, you read that different. Okay, I read it what I wanted. I will read your emails when they're really good, but I've got a couple of you. I want to win a prize. My eyes are green. I have a friend. Help me now. I don't know what do you want us to do with that. Help you now. Put a sentence together, help you read. I don't know what you're doing here. You gotta send us stuff if you want us to do it. Okay, and tonight we do have a serious one, and this is something those of you have been keeping track. We are doing with the permission of the parents and the individuals. I have an email I'd like to read to you, Dina, from Mediumship, and see what you're getting if you would help this person. And we'll start this out with, this has been on a couple of nights, those of you tuned in. Hey, my name is Savannah. I'm going straight to the point here. My friend Roman Smith was killed in a car accident and was accused of drinking and driving, but friends and family think otherwise. It's been about 2 weeks since his funeral, and curiously, weird questions keep getting brought up. Well, yesterday, a woman called Roman's mother and told her that she had a dream, that Roman was trying to get through to her and tell her what really happened. This woman lives in Minnesota, and we live in Alabama. Never heard of us. We're seeing the lady in our entire lives, only to find out that she's living, giving us details of Roman that only Roman's members and close friends would know. It's a giant long shot, but I think Roman was killed by someone, and I want to hear Roman's story. But he's gone. If it's not out of your way, could you please help me? I am 15 years old, and I have nothing to give, but I want to find out what really, truly happened to Roman. Please think about it. Thank you. And it's Savannah. And those of you know, we've been working on this case. Dina, can you help Savannah?
I feel like it was a bunch of people, a group of people. People, they were hanging out. But I also feel like he was into some things that, some not so good things, or not so good people. I feel like there was some not so good people around. excuse me. I also feel like there's something, when I do mediumship work, I take on their stuff. I feel like there's something right in the solar plex area, right in the stomach area. I don't know how he got killed. But I'm feeling like either he was punched there or something. I don't know. Because I feel like something is going on there. What I'm seeing is that, sometimes I don't like to do the medium work, but yeah. I feel like that the night this happened, when this happened, there was some not so good things going on, and he got hooked up with some not so good people. But part of it, I feel like he happened to be, it wasn't premeditated or anything. I feel like he just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, in a way of speaking. It's something he could have avoided and did not. But again, I'm feeling like something in the stomach area, right up in that area. I feel very nauseous. I don't know if I have what are some more of the details of the story? Was there drugs in the system? You know what I mean? Was there alcohol or drugs? Because I'm feeling something running through my veins, or just like feeling something wasn't right in the body. And there's something about, there was words exchanged. I'm feeling like that there was words exchanged. There was some unhappiness, somebody wasn't happy. I feel like he was kind of being a little wise. Did he have a hat on? I don't know any of this stuff. It's hard to do this when you're not somebody to talk to. But
yes, and that's Jen. I thank you, Dina, and we know that with you, and that's what we're letting Savannah know. I did wrote her with those did it, and I've emailed her. We are going to try and get with her and work with it. Her dad's given permission. Those of you who are working about that, we also are trying to get together where we could maybe speak with the person there, because I feel like that no matter what we do and what we turn around and go into the work, we want to make sure and speak with the mom. I do feel this, and I know that Dina would agree with me. This lady who's getting this individual, he's went to that psychic, especially 2 weeks after just passing, and this is very common. He has energy for what reasons we know. I look at it when they're over there doing this, like she's got here, her guides are telling Dina stuff, my guides are doing it. The lady that you're talking about, the psychic there, is obviously getting some energies and some other stuff. She, you know, and that's why, you know, that the mom's telling you this. I would love to speak with the mom, to have her call us, and I hope she's hearing or listening. I know as fans or some friends tell her, you know, Savannah, please, you know, contact, because she has that energy. The people that we've helped with it, we're helping like outside of with this with you. And I do know that what helped was those of you looking at it, you know, that we had some things there to help. My prayer and what I'm putting out for is for the family, for all the individuals that are going through this. This has got to be really, really consuming. And I know that I did try to read Tuesday. I got very upset. I do feel there's a lot of emotion around it. I want to make sure with what I'm getting. Now, the other individual that talked to the mother and let them know this, I feel the mother is needing to have someone with this. They are grieving. I agree with you. Everyone talks to you, Savannah. We're so proud of you. I know it's got to be very frustrating. You're having all of us trying to help. But this is what we do with readers, and this is how we get it to go. You know, and Dina, like Dina just said there, there's so much around it that we need to get what would I call a closely association with him.
I feel like there's two people that was there, two people that know this story, or that was there, at least.
Yeah, Yep, and it looks like I keep hearing the guys say that there's other situations that's going to come out of this later on, and I feel they're going to have some of their answers, don't you, Dina? I mean, they keep showing me that they're going to be working with it.
It's a matter of time because there were people there,
mm-hmm.
So it's a matter of time before it does come out. I feel, but you know, I don't know. Again, we have to. It's a lot easier if you have to have that connection, like that, talk to that person or. You know, somebody from the family or something.
I feel that, I agree, and I feel that very strong. And our prayers are out with you, and definitely those people and individuals in Alabama, you have our prayers on such a thing that happens. And please, you know, contact us. We'll help with you. We're going right along with our other listeners here. We're going to take the next call that we have up on the queue here. And it's, hello, it's 315. You're live on Psychic Scunwall. How are you, 315? Hello? 315, it's your area code. Can you hear us? Okay. We're going to try one more time here. We've got a couple other phone numbers that are coming up here on it. And just go, if you can hear us, just say hello.
Hello?
Hey, how are you tonight?
Hello. It's Annette from New York.
Hey, you were asleep last night on me. Were me and Melissa putting you to sleep? I can't believe you wrote that. I thought I was all entertaining.
Yeah, you are. And I had my earbuds in because I had my grandson overnight and I didn't want to keep him up. And I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, I'm like, I'm hearing voices.
Well, I love you. I know. And it's just because you stayed awake for Dina. So Dina's got
you.
Do you want to talk to our wild Dina?
Hello?
Yes. Do you have a question for Dina?
Yeah, I'd just like to ask her what she has from the other side for me.
Who do you want to talk to?
How about my dad?
Your dad? Okay.
Yeah, if you can.
All right, I got to center it. Medium work is a lot different than psychic, but so here we go. Did he pass within the last couple of years?
No, he's been gone almost 20 years.
All right, so who passed within the last couple of years, a male figure, that you know?
Most of my family's been gone a long time, you know? Like in 94,
somebody's coming through that passed a couple of years ago. So I don't know who that is. It's a male. It could be an uncle. It could be anything. But anyway, we'll push him aside. Now, your dad, was he sick before he passed?
My dad had cancer, but he had a lung removed, and then he did okay after his surgery.
He died of a heart attack, right. Because I feel like there was sickness in his body. That's what he's telling me. He's telling me there was sickness in his body. So the cancer did come back. I know that's not what he died from, but it did come back. And he had a few other things that was going on, too. also, with the heart attack, he's saying that he had a pre-warning, but he didn't go check on it. That's what he's telling me.
He did, and he had a doctor's appointment already made, but he died before he got to it.
Right, that's what he's telling me. He said he didn't get to it to go to the appointment to check. So he's also telling me that with the appointment, he's saying that he was going to have a heart attack anyway. So it was coming. It was there. It was like, was it a massive one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that's what he's telling me. It was massive. And so there was no preventing it, really. I mean, that doctor appointment would not have prevented it. So he wants you to know that. He's also saying that hereditary. Somebody else in the family has a heart problem or a heart condition or something.
Myself.
Oh, yeah. So you inherited it, too. But there was somebody prior to your dad too that runs in the family. It's hereditary, in other words. He's saying that you have a much better chance. Like, you have a chance to keep an eye on it, your heart thing.
Okay.
But especially given all the you know, tools and info, you know, or knowing about his, you can keep an eye or keep up on yours. And it's very important that you do, he says. He said
okay.
that always keep up on it. Because yours is, he's saying, a little less than his. It's milder than his, whatever it is. So you do, and with modern medicine and everything, you have a much better chance to do it. So if you keep up on it, you have a good chance, he's saying. And that's what he wants you to do. That's his message to you. He wants you to. He said that it's not time. Your time isn't early.
Okay.
So he wants you to know that. He's also telling you that there's something that you're thinking about changing or doing. And
yes.
And he's saying yes. He's saying yes, it's a good thing. He's telling you that go ahead. And he's also like, have you been kind of like sort of like frustrated or kind of down in the dumps lately or frustrated?
Both. I'm a little anxious lately. Yeah.
That's what he's saying. He's saying that he wants you to pick yourself up and start being a little more positive and definitely go for whatever it is you're trying to decide to do. He wants you to make that change. He wants you to have, you know, do better. He worries about you is what he's saying.
Mhm. I'm planning on doing a move. Does he see that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's what he's saying. He wants you to change your life. That's what he's telling you. He wants you to. Because he wants you to be happy, and he says this move will push you in that direction. But the other half of that is you have to make yourself as well, he said.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So he's always with you, you know.
Oh, I know, because he comes through many, many readings. I'd say 90% of my readings, my dad comes through.
He's always with you.
My dad for 20 years. Pardon me?
Mm. You worked for what, 20 years?
I worked for my dad for like 20 years, you know. Yeah. So, yeah, we were very close.
Yeah, he stays with you because he felt he left you too soon. You know what I mean? So he's still doing his parent thing just from the other side.
So he does too.
So he sends you, you know, he talks to you or tries to let you know he's there, but he also tries to put you on the right path and send you things. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And
he does.
He loves you very much. He's very proud of you. But he wants you to get happier and be happier, and that's what he's telling you right now. Keep an eye on your heart, because he wants you to live a full life. He says you can, so if you keep up with it. And he wants you to go ahead with this move and really get happy.
Yeah, well, see, the thing of it is I held on to his land for 20 years, so I felt really guilty about selling it. But no, I've given, you know, I'm releasing it. Let's just put it that way.
Oh, no.
You know?
He says definitely. He goes, you have to live your life. That's what he's telling you.
Mm-hmm.
You have to live your life for you. Not for anybody else but you.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, Dina.
You're welcome.
Thank you, and we love you, Annette. And thank you for tuning in. And,
love you too, Jessica.
I always tease her. She is a hairstylist, and we talk about the wild hair days.
Thank you, Jethro.
And we are going Psychics Going Wild. So make sure you guys get in. We've had a time. We've still got more time. We have other friends asking, Dina, my favorite song is Summertime, and I really love Janis Joplin. I know tonight everybody's asking questions, and I realize that this is very hard for you being a psychic, and you're also doing a mediumship, and there is a difference. But do you really feel that the artists like her and Jimi Hendrix are actually still watching over music today? I often wonder about it, and I'm just curious to hear a psychic's opinion. Would you tell me what you feel about this, Dina?
Wow, we got some interesting questions in that. I feel like my sense is that, yes, that I do feel like, but I My sense is I feel like Jimi Hendrix has been reincarnated. Janis hasn't been, but Jimi has. So he's reincarnated. I don't know in who or what or where or whatever, but I feel like he's come back already. But I do feel like Janis still is, you know, I feel like she's helping people in that industry from the other side.
Oh, I got the chills. I agree with you very much. And we need to do a night. And I'd like to encourage us maybe on a Friday night, those of you know on Fridays with our Patty Negri, who is a medium too, who does a lot of work with seance work and working with energies. And like me and Dinesh, we're very gifted. It is an area. And I had someone ask me, and I said, my best way, and I love what you just said there, Dina, is, you know, I just got the Dina, I would say Dina's very much on this. And you guys got to keep track of these little things because Gina feels that Jimi Hendrix has come back. I also agree with Dina, just feeling what the energy just did when she did this. I have other people writing me. I have someone right there. I love that song. And I think that Gina's hitting this really hard tonight. Why are we having all these questions? Dina should be answering my questions. I'm in the phone queue, Jethro. Get on with it. I've got people all over the place. And what I love is that's what Psychics Gone Wild is it's wild and we do a little bit of individuality. I do want to thank all of you who've been tuning in. I do know that this is something that it for me it is different times. I get very, very empathetic and very emotional when I try to do other energy. I'm having the phone go out. See, the energy starts hitting me. I'm having a day that's been very busy here, and those of you who are tuning in, Dina is really just, you're getting pitched a lot of energies. They're telling me that I have an email here that I'm going to ask. My name is Whitney, and I am involved with friends of mine who have been doing witchcraft. We sat down and we put together two cups of energy that we were told and some other things. Long story short, somebody got hurt over this. Dina, I have tried everything I can to break this energy. Give me some advice because my family would really be upset. I'm only 12 years old.
Huh? Can you read that again?
Yes. Whitney is writing, and she's saying that she put together some cups of energy of some kind, something magically done, and that she would like to know, Dina, what the person got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm she's trying to help clarify it again because it goes by, and I can't reread. I kind of scan it down with all the ones I've got. And what she's writing here, and I'm pulling it down in the queue, is that she's also was working on this, and she would like to know what she can do. She tried to break the spell that was done that hurt the other girl. And now she's asking you any advice on what you think she should do because whatever they did with this cup magic, somebody got hurt.
Hmm. Well, my first advice is already too late. Don't delve into that stuff if you don't know what you're doing. But you can. I don't know a lot about spells because I don't do them. But I know energy. And so I know you can break energy. And so what you need to do is do a lot of positive white light stuff around to sending it to this person. Other than that, I would probably try to, I don't know if you, a spell breaking, using a spell to break a spell is the answer, but, you know, try to find a spell that breaks that spell, somebody who's credited, someone who knows what they're doing, someone who's been doing it for a very long time. Because you can, if you dabble with this stuff and you don't know what you're doing, a lot of things can happen. And so, you know, it's kind of like just don't go into that area. But you yourself, you can just kind of like just try to break it yourself with your own positive energy. Take the fear away from it.
Very good answer, Dina, and I have to agree with you. You guys, this has got me lost. I've got people writing this very interesting, the emails and stuff, and we're going to go ahead and grab a hold of some of you guys on the phone and see what's going on. This is the Thursday Psychic's Gone Wild. 478, how are you, 478?
Hi.
Hi, would you like to talk to Dina Flanagan about...
Yes. Hi, Jethro, it's Wanda.
Wanda, yay, where's my Wanda? She's right here on the phone. I knew it. I prayed real hard and she came back.
You should have known. The technical.
I'm supposed to be psychic, huh? And then I'm like picking up the phone going, hello. And they're like, yeah.
Hello.
I love you. Where you been?
Oh, busy. I'm anxious to talk to Dina. I love you, but I'm anxious to talk to her.
I'm right here.
They all are. They always throw me out of the way for her.
Hi, Dina.
Hi, Wanda.
I wanted to call and see if you see anything exciting going to happen in my future here soon as far as career or anything, and if you see anyone from the other side around.
Well, I got to go, again, two different energies to go into. But for your career, I feel like something really good is finally going to pop. They're saying going to pop, going to happen for you. But it's going to be more toward the June, I feel. I feel like that's when you're going out there looking for change.
Yes.
Yeah, because I feel like they're showing me June, July area that something nice and big and good is going to happen to you in your career, like something positive, like for a change, and so keep going and doing what you're doing and looking and okay. Even if you know. If something comes between now and then, it may not be it. That's fine. It will turn. Just let the energy flow and let it lead you because you are out there doing the right thing.
Great, great. That's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah, so good doors will be opening for you. Just keep that positive energy. They said it's very important for you to keep your positive energy.
Yeah, I've been trying to do that lately.
Yeah, because you
stay very positive.
Yeah, you have a lot of effervescence and. And that's really what's going to get you far. Now, as far as somebody from the other side who I do it different. I have you call in who you want.
My dad.
Your dad. They like to come through and my body does weird things. So... Was there a period when you weren't close to your dad? Weren't talking, weren't close, something along that line?
Yes, yes. Short period, yeah, but yes.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about. He's talking about that was a sad time for him. You know, he regrets that time. Funny what they want to come up with first. You know, you just know.
I know.
But he wants you to know that it wasn't... It not one of his finer moments, and it wasn't you know something that he wanted, and he does regret it. That's what he wants you to know.
Okay. Okay.
And he wants you to know that he cares for you. And do you have a brother?
Yes.
Yeah, because he says he there's something going on with your brother right now. He needs to. Your brother's like kind of confused or making decisions or something.
Right. Yes. Yeah. He's trying to make some life changes.
Yeah. That's what your dad's saying. So your dad, he's with you both. You know, he's with a lot of people, but he wants you to somehow relate to your brother that that he needs to change his life for the better. Your brother, he needs to change his life for the better because he's starting to worry about him or you know that's what he's saying. And that he is always there with him too. So have the faith in that. Your brother needs to have the faith in that because he doesn't have quite the positive faith like you have, your brother.
No, he gets rather emotional when I bring that up in a good way.
Exactly.
But
yeah. So, but it's
hard for him to grasp.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He doesn't have that same positive faith. You have a higher belief in it, but. He does want him to know he's always with him. So all he has to do is talk to him, and he needs to heal. Your brother needs to heal. He hasn't healed yet, you know.
No,
and
you're absolutely
and that's,
right.
Yeah, and that's part of what's keeping him back.
Yeah.
But he will come through it. It's just it's going to be harder for him. He also
that's amazing. We just had this conversation about. 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, exactly. But having him knowing that he came up for him, you know, maybe he won't react the way you think he should at first, but it will be healing for him in the long run.
Yes, I think it will too.
Yeah.
And you can hear this radio show, right? I mean, he can go on and it's recorded. Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah, it is in the archive. Yep, so you can play it for him. Yep. Or will be in the archive once you're done.
You'll be in the archive.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Oh,
that's
great.
It's so nice to talk to you.
Yeah. Well,
you can just feel that. You can just feel the positive energy.
Excellent.
I mean,
yeah, I hope.
Especially
yeah.
between you and Jethro, it's like really, really good.
My bratty brother you're talking about?
Your bratty brother. He talks about your hair and you talk about But no, this is great. I waited last time, I think last week, to get on, and it was a little crazy.
Oh, yeah,
but,
last week it was the wrong time or whatever, something like that, yeah.
Well, I guess I wasn't supposed to. I was actually calling in on my dad's birthday.
Oh,
and I thought
nice.
I was going to get on. Not today, but last week, and it was actually Friday, I think, and it was a little crazy. But, yeah, it was worth it. I thought I got to try this week. I'm going to try Thursday.
Nice. I'm glad you did.
But that's wonderful. I think the work you two do are just, it's just amazing. It heals so many people, and it's so good.
Oh, it's so good to hear that. Yeah, because that's what we're here for.
I know, it's like going to the doctor. It's like really mentally, it's really good. I really enjoy it.
You cry if you don't quit. I log in.
I do. It's just so positive.
Oh my God.
I mean,
that's
it's never negative. I mean, it's just. I'm sure sometimes you can't get through and things like that, but I mean, it's just you can just feel the energy through the phone. It make you cry, make you laugh. It's good for me. It's really good for me. I recommend it to everyone.
Oh, thank you. That's awesome. I have in my testimonials a woman that came to me once, and she and I helped her. And she had an ongoing problem with her family for quite some time. I helped her. And she goes, one session with you was worth more than $1 million in therapy. She goes, my everybody's better.
Oh, absolutely.
Better. Yeah. And I thought that was just the greatest thing.
I got to give kudos to my Jethro, though. Absolutely the most moving, overwhelming, positive. I mean, it was just great. I'll never forget
You're
it.
You're going to make me cry, aren't you?
Yeah.
I'm serious. I'm not joking. I'll never forget it. It's life-changing for me. I'd love to get my brother on here. That would be a big thing.
Yes.
I would love for him to talk to you. But this is wonderful. I'm so excited to talk to you, and I feel so much better. Jethro, you take care.
You will. Thank you, Wanda. Got me going here. I'm all choked.
Oh, yeah. Come on now. Get that energy going. And, it's just so good for people. I mean, really, it's amazing. It's still amazing.
We love you. Thank you. And Wanda they grabbed Wanda, and it got me going here, and we're going wild. We're going to grab another phone call and have Dina work like a wild woman that she is. 856, how would you like to talk to Dina? She rhymes with the word Mina because she's really mean. No, I can't get you. 856 won't come in. Hello? Okay. We're moving right along. We're going to go 912. How are you?
Hello.
Hi, you're on live on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hey, how are you?
Great. I'm Jethro, and this is Dina, and we're looking forward to helping you, and you are?
Well, I have talked to you recently, actually. I'm Mary.
Hey, rockin'. I'm so happy you do like me. I knew it.
I do. I ran across your post for you tonight, and I thought, you know, I'm taking a chance. I'm a chance taker, so here I am. And I have patiently waited.
And I'm so proud, and I'm really glad. And because of the reading, I'm going to go ahead, Mary, and hand the mic over to this wild woman. You get to have a little variety. This one you got to watch. She's really intense, but she's a good one. Dina?
Well,
what is your name?
My name is Mary.
Oh, Mary, that's right. And what is your question?
Well, I do have I'm very intuitive myself, and there's someone I do love and care about deeply, but we are estranged, not on my behalf, but I've had 5 dreams about them in less than 24 hours. And truly the dreams are speaking to me. And I did try to communicate with them today, but by text, and it was not lucrative at all. Do you feel anything in your spirit about it at all?
Well, because you're intuitive, you get things ahead. So don't be discouraged, because what you're doing is you're getting these messages ahead. And that doesn't mean it's time for you to act on them, but it's preparing you for when it is for something. Also, in these dreams and messages, are you getting anything from them? Excuse me, like are you getting an epiphany or a intuition or a message from them?
Yeah, unfortunately, today at 1:11 a.m. last night, I woke up from one of the dreams, and they were in my house talking to my deceased father. But I'm a very spiritual person, and the spirituality was them speaking to my father as my heavenly father. That's how I received that dream. But this afternoon I took a nap, and unfortunately I dreamt about him again. I say unfortunately because of the distress that was in the dream. And it's just, and lo and behold, it ended up to be distress. I mean, have you ever just loved someone that was so more mentally off than what you were? You know what I mean?
Yes.
You can't help who you love, I don't think. Maybe I can help who I love.
You can't help your
heart.
My
life is full of love, and I'm such a loving person, but I fell in love, and it's just the way it is, you know?
Yeah. Well, part of this, too, is I also feel like there's another a higher level that's opening to you. Like, I see a portal opening. That's what they're showing me. A whole portal is opening. So it's time for you to go to another higher level. So right now, everything's all jumbled and mixed up, and you're not interpreting it kind of exactly what you're used to, because it is another level. So now your vibration has to match this new level. Oh, this new level has to match your vibration, either or. And until that happens, this is what's going to happen. Your emotions are going to be mixed up. Your, you know, thoughts, everything's going to be a little mixed up, because this portal is kind of big. It's something you've asked for, actually.
Yeah, it is something I've asked for. It is.
Yep, that's what they're telling me. You've asked for it. Here it is. But it's just not, you're advanced. You're further ahead. So you just have to wait for it to catch up. You see what I'm saying? You're going to make sense of it all and get used to this new energy vibration for yourself, because more messages will be coming in for you, more everything.
Yeah.
What did you say?
You're familiar with the Phoenix symbol, the symbol of Phoenix?
Yes.
I purchased a little guitar by fluke the other day, and not even noticing it at the time, that has a Phoenix symbol on it. And I done my bathroom rugs and laid them on my dining room chair, and when I took them to the bathroom to lay them down, one of them had the Phoenix symbol on it. I promise you, it was bizarre.
Well,
it was so incredible. It rocked my boat. It really rocked my boat. And then I went back and I looked at the guitar and I thought, it's speaking to me. Because the symbol is very much rebirth, you know.
Yeah.
It is one of the rebirth life, you know, purity. It's just so many things that the Phoenix symbolizes. But, you know, I really hate it, how I'm feeling that I don't want to just, my spirit don't want to close the book on this relationship. I'm just feeling the need just to, you know, stay silent and remain unless they reach to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And this, cause you, like I said, you have to let the vibration of the energies match up. And until those do, you're not going to get clear, you know, messages on what it is you're supposed to do with it. So the best thing for you to do is to sit in it and then really try to hear, you know, really let it come to you because it is a new level. And I'll tell you, you better get used to this and hang on because more things are going to be coming to you.
Well, see, in life, there's a new level, but along with it comes a new devil.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
new
do.
Level, new devil.
You are. I love you. Don't ever change, Mary. I don't care if the police come to your house like they do Dina's every week. Don't change.
It's strange you say that because yesterday while I was in prayer and I speak vocally to the Lord, I said, God, the neighbors may call the law on me, but that's okay.
I knew we were family. See, we both act alike. I can't understand what's wrong with these people. That, you know, they've got to feel it. If they can't feel it, then they shouldn't be saying it, really, you know?
Yeah. See, I'm a strong believer in the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body.
I love it. I want to do one of my songs here. You guys have all been teasing me, and I've got my music where I'm going to do a song and tape it for Psyche's Gone Wild. And then I had someone tell me, they said, Jethro, could someone else sing it? I go, I know I have a deep voice, but I'm not that bad. I just, it just made me laugh. My mom always said, when you get talking, people, the neighbors know it. And I go, well, I want everyone to hear me.
That's right.
We love you, Mary.
Well,
you got to roll.
In the book of Daniel, he opened up the windows and he cried out to God three times a day. So, you know, hey, it's not so much as we're heard by someone. I just believe in that eternal spirit, that being, that you and I are acquainted with.
I love that. Okay, well, we got to roll because I got the people pushing the button.
Thank you, darling. Have a good night. Enjoy listening to you. I will continue to listen to you.
You rock it. Thank you for being there for us. Definitely put into PsycheScumWild.com. We're going to be giving away some prizes tonight. We do have some friends. Lady Arango from New York sent us some jewelry, and she said, I've got some bracelets I want to give away on Dina Flanagan's show. And I laugh. I go, I'm here too. She never emailed me back, and it's okay because I just went ahead and chuckled. But we do know that me and Dina we are the fun ones together. Those of you know that first came in, I was a little distraught tonight. We're getting through, and we're working. Thank you guys for being so patient. And thank you, Mary and Wanda. You made tears come out of my eyes being loved. 740, what do you want to know? And Dina's here for you. How are you, 740?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful. This is Susan from the chat room.
Rocket. Oh, you have the coolest voice.
Well, thank you. I think I sound like Maude.
I always liked Maude. And what's wrong with sounding like Maude? You know, she had a popular show. You don't sound like Maude.
Okay.
Come on, Dina, help us with this woman. This is a fun lady, the Susan, the real cool one with all the energy in the room.
Well, thank
how are
you? I'm wonderful. How are you, Dina?
Good. What's your
Good.
Question?
I want to know if you see anything where I should be going career-wise. I am at a complete standstill.
Ah, boy. Like, are you looking to completely change career?
Correct.
That's what I'm hearing anyway. I feel as though that there's a few things that you wanted to do, that you've been wanting to do.
Yeah.
But it hasn't been the right time. It just hasn't been the right timing, you know, as you keep pursuing it.
Mm-hmm.
But they're saying that you have to still do some, that you still have to do some research work with it or something along that line, paperwork, research work, I don't know. They're showing
okay.
me there's still some footwork to be done. To look into this thing that you want to do. Try to pursue it, but not like boom, boom, let's get it done. It's more like you're going to do the research of the footwork now, and it's going to lead into it later.
Okay.
I've
been wanting to go into something to do with natural healing and spiritual healing, things like that.
Mm. Well, that would make sense because you do – You there's still more you have to learn or do or to get there. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And once you get that, because that's what they say, once you do the footwork, once you get that down, then you will take it to where you want to take it. But it's going to, like I said, keep up with it and keep doing it because it's going to take a while.
Okay.
It's not going to be right away, but don't give up on that because it will bring you to where you've got to go if you're willing to put in the time prior.
Okay, but that is going to be the right way for me to go.
Yes, but I feel like because it's not right away, you still have to, you know, earn money elsewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Would that so be with my cooking and baking that I've been looking into?
Yeah, because they're showing me all kinds of creative stuff with you and really going in your direction. But,
okay.
And it will be work. You know, where you're going, you're going to have to do the footwork. That's what they keep saying. So what you're earning money and the direction you're going will be work, but it's something that will be rewarding and pay off a little later down the line.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.
You guys have a wonderful evening.
You too.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Susan. You rock. And we are rocking wild. We've got individuals from all over joking about what is happening to our moons. Why are we having a new moon cycle? We always have new moon cycles. It's every 28 days. I don't get, okay. This is the night to tease us and appease us. We're here. Don't let it freeze you. But we're here singing and doing wild. This is Psyche's Gone Wild with Psyche Jethro and Dina Flanagan. Dina, we have a little bit of a break here. We're going to take just a few minutes for all everyone to take it. I want you guys to listen to the first ad and marketing that we've got on tonight. This is our one and only Gary, and it's something I want you guys to think about here in 2014. If you haven't taken one of our courses on Psyche's Gone Wild, get a hold of Gary Wimmer and do it now at this one.
What is lithomancy? Lithomancy is usually defined as a method of divination that involves gems or stones and is often thought of as reading stones. Many different methods of lithomancy have existed over the ages. This is psychic and author Gary L. Wimmer. I learned lithomancy in 1980 and have been using it for 33 years. The method I use and the method I will be teaching involves 16 stones, 10 planet stones, Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, and 6 personal stones, Love, Life, Magic, Commitment, Place, and Luck. A piece of leather or lace is used to form a circle about 14 inches in diameter. The inside of the circle represents the current 3-month cycle, the outside represents the longer term, and the circle itself represents the environment. These 16 stones are dropped or tossed into the circle. The reader then visualizes a clock superimposed upon the circle, then reads the stones from the center or the core issues to the top of the circle, which represents 12 o'clock, then around the circle, going through the hours of the clock, each hour representing 1 week. To learn more about this fascinating and revealing methodology, go to psychicsgonewild.com. Click on the link, A Course in Lithomancy, on the left side of the page. All instructions are there. Join us for this unique and interesting course. Thank you for your time.
Thank all of you guys who are doing this. We're coming back. This is Jethro and Dina Flanagan tonight, listening to that class on lithomancy. I have a lot of individuals who are curious about it. You can get the book from me on psychicsgonewild.com. Write me and say, I want the book. I'll work it out with you, send you a really good deal on it, where you can also get the class started too. Get with me there. We're doing this, working on it. We're getting together with those of you who wanted to be and have the interest of learning these abilities. The funnest thing about 2014, this is a spiritual year, so definitely get with us and do that. I apologize. I'm having a frog in my throat, but it's too cold in here, Florida. I think all the frogs have went down to Belize. It's 35 degrees here, and I'm really whining. So help me with this, Dina. We've got a bunch of individuals asking about why their chakras are feeling different this time of year, and what are they supposed to do if their meditations, they can't stay focused. So help enlighten a few of our students here that are asking about their meditations.
January really in general signifies a new beginning or a new year or what have you. So you'll be feeling all, and plus all the planetary, you got to kind of keep up on the planetary happening, because that all changes it too. Like Jethro was saying, the moon, the different moons and this and that. So you got to kind of keep up on that, and it will explain to you It does affect your chakras because your chakras are your energy field. So it will explain to you what's going on. But most of the time it's temporary. You can clear them out. Now, what happens is when you can't focus, concentrate on meditating, that's no big deal. I can't either. So, again, I bring it back in. The way I bring it back in is first by doing what I was saying earlier to do the bring down the energy through and count my blessings. And that kind of helps you focus because you're focusing on one thing. After that, then try your meditation and see what happens. And it's okay if it goes off because sometimes your meditations, that's exactly what it's for. It's for that you've been clearing your mind so that you can messages come in. And maybe they're going to come in unconventional ways or they'll come in conventional ways, you know. But it will, and it could be just as simple as an epiphany, like, aha, you know, you got an answer to something. So be open to whatever it is that's coming to you because it might be for a reason or it might be a message or it might be a symbol. And, you know, people think when you have meditate, hey, your mind has to be quiet, blank. It don't. Mine certainly isn't. I can't shut my mind off.
And that's one thing, when we were talking about the energy and those of us know about raising energy, Dina, I start with the bottom chakra and you start with the top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we were discussing this and we're raising the vibration that there, you know, like someone said yesterday on the show, there's no right or wrong way with some of these things, but there's unique ways that we all are doing some of it. And I think this is one of those situations with it. If you find out that you're doing the chakras and it putting you, a person's writing here that it puts them to sleep every time, that's a really good meditation that does the calming. For me, and working through the years of it, it really focuses me into that calm, meditative, relaxed state. But I know, like, if I do the top chakra, like Dina's talking about, and raise it down through it, it's what I will utilize when I want to be really strong working day or when I want to go through energy. So work with it. Get to know it. I mean, that's one thing I love about with Dina. You know, you talk about healing, and Dina, a lot of things Dina does just naturally. I had someone tease us about one of our YouTube videos. They said, it was really wild to listen to you guys on the video because Dina's talking this really casual stuff that took me years to practice. And then I realized you both have just were born with this and you just came in with this knowledge. And I said, yes and no. I said, me and Dina have done it. But also, we got to be honest, it's taken practice of years. I mean, tell the truth, Dina. You know, we both know that you're very gifted and you've got energy. But when you want to focus in or do a healing, you did that. You practiced for, I would say, what, I don't know, what, how many years, I don't know, but you have to tell us.
Yeah, I've been doing this for over 25 years, about 27 years. And in that, and it doesn't, like, I've been doing, you do start out with it, but like anything, the more you do it, it grows, or the better you get at it, or the more you learn, you don't just stop learning. You're always learning, and it working on people and experiencing things is part of your learning. And so, you know, the more people I work on, them, it's like the more wild and great and wonderful things that I get to, you know, see and hear and feel. And like also everything in life, there are levels and there are steps. So they're only going to bring you to the level that you're ready for. And so as you keep doing this, which I've always done it, you're going to go up a level, another level, another level, another level. And then you, when you're really up at those higher levels, you get to see the most incredible things. I see a lot more now than I did when I first started, and I saw a lot then. But it is, and it does, the more you do it, it just is so natural. It's just like taking a breath every day. And that's, you're just so comfortable and natural with it, and the more people I can help.
Love that. 954, you're on live on Psychics Gone Wild. Our phones are acting really out of this world. Please tell us you're there, 954.
I am here, and I'm Valerie, and I'm calling in from South Florida.
Yay, Valerie rocks, and we're so glad she got in. So there, Mr. Phone Scary One. So this is general. Sometimes I have to sing like that. It just comes out of me in all the ways I love life. Thank you, Valerie, from Southern Florida. Yay, here I'm up here in the middle with Tampa. And Valerie, would you like to talk to Phenomenal Dina? Dina's beaten something up. They were teasing me. Someone said they heard energy coming from Dina that sounded like she was – they keep hearing a cat. Is there a cat at Dina's house?
No, I don't have a cat.
Okay. I don't know what's going on, but the people who are doing the punch, please leave it alone because it's starting to get a little tipsy here. Valerie, ask her a question before they send me some other crazy email tonight.
Well, similar to the last caller, career. I'm looking to forge something new. I'd like to do something.
I hope you take this one,
Jethro. Oh.
Jethro, you get to take this one.
Sure. Valerie, I'm picking up with you in career. Thank you for calling in, by the way, and be a new person and let us tease you here. I'm joking. I got someone say, do you know Valerie? No, I just met her and I like to tease her. So there, we're friendly, so we can be happy. So, Valerie, what I'm picking up with you in the career is I'm picking up that there is a change, and you're right. I do feel that not only are you doing the energy, but they're telling me that right now you're looking and going to work, and you're looking at getting people. I keep seeing you working, I keep seeing numbers in real estate or something. I'm seeing places. I'm seeing numbers with you, and I'm seeing the individuals and friends there and other people are working with you on what you wanted to have happen. And they said that they're telling me that this change is coming there. But you've got somebody else who's pulling energy or wanting to like have you go into another part of your energy and make sure that you're not getting everything needed that you wanted to have happen. So talk to me a little bit about the career. That's what I feel like somebody's blocking you in career. Now, who's in the house with you that you're helping?
It could be my husband that doesn't want me to come.
No, we can't blame him. He's nice. It's not that he's going. That's
well, I
don't really know. Cool. That's yeah. Oh my gosh!
Somebody,
you hear what?
Somebody in the house? You said.
I'm picking up there's energy that there's someone you're helping in the house, but I'm also picking up that there's another energy that's trying to, that something else is going on, and they want you to go ahead and work, and that the guys are telling me that you also went through another part of the energy there. Talk to me a little bit, and this is okay, Valerie, this is what the guides do, and it's been a long day here in Florida, so... the guides are showing me with you, Valerie, that you're looking for work. I feel that there is somebody in your house, and I also feel there's someone else blocking you. I'm not putting the two together, but they keep saying in the house. They're talking to me. So your husband obviously would, you know, I would see that not that he wants you to go out and leave the house to work, but I feel like there's energy that he and him together are working on this project. Now, you're looking for work there. Am I correct?
Well, we just moved. We moved back to Florida. We bought the same house that we sold 3 years ago. And I've just been, I've been a trailing spouse. My husband's had a career, but he keeps switching jobs, and then he's back working again. And I'm tired of being home, and I wanted to do something spiritually, kind of whether it's, I was looking into like acupuncture school or hypnosis. I don't know. Acupuncture is like a huge commitment, you know, for schooling, and I didn't know. It's hard to know if that's where I should go because it's, you don't really get it. You can't just take a course and say, maybe I like it. You really have to commit to the program, which is 3 years, and I don't know if I'm up to go back to school and to be that committed to a program.
And I still go with it. I do feel that he really loves you, and I feel like there's a reason that the person there now in the house is doing it. It's not like he set out. I know he wants you happy. I do feel the love with your husband. That's why I joked with you about, you know, not the person, because it's like he loves you. There's no doubt there. I mean, he's going to keep you. And when I got the giggles when the guy said there is they keep talking about the real estate and you guys coming back. I apologize how they broke it up, and I'm going to be grounded. I can hear some of my students going, Jethro, you're better than that. You teach us to be. And tonight, you know, here I am doing this, going into the work. The guys are telling me that they're also working together with you with this, but I feel like there's a reason. Now, Dina, can you help me why I keep picking up that there's something holding her at this house for a reason, that it's like they want her there with this man?
Part of it is, excuse me, I feel like there's still some unfinished stuff, you know, like unfinished karma, unfinished stuff is what I'm feeling. the career, the first thing I picked up was that it is in the spiritual realm or the metaphysical realm or what have you, helping people. Mm-hmm. I do feel like that's where you will be going. I'm not so sure it's time for the commitment, like you said, but it might be in another avenue, another healing avenue. Mm-hmm. But I feel part of it, you know, I feel like you're holding your own self back.
Oh.
And because you want this change, but you don't want this change. You want this change, but you don't want this change. And you have to really sit down and figure that out. And when you do that, that energy that Jethro is talking about will shift. That will change. And that's what that energy, it feels like a dense energy. I'm getting that same energy Jethro's getting in your house. It feels like a very dense energy, but it's you guys are holding your own selves back. You're, or letting this energy hold you back. I don't know. But you need to shift that and change that. And when you do that, it's going to become clearer to you what it is you need to be doing. I do like the acupuncture thing. I feel it's good. But I'm not so sure, again, about the commitment thing. So,
yeah, or hypnosis. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Well, hypnosis is good. I like hypnosis. It feels a little bit better to me.
Yeah.
That's what it feels a little bit better. It will be. You may start out with that, but I think you're going to grow it into other things if you do decide that line.
Yeah, I'm looking for places to go. I would like to maybe like an integrated energy therapy, but I haven't found the right place yet or whatever. I'm trying to do some research, but I guess mm-hmm. I just got to go visit around and see. But
well, that's
if there's energy in my house,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's just not
sage. I don't know.
Definitely. Well, Palo. What is the name of that? Palo.
Yeah.
Palo. I feel like you need to burn Palo, which is the next step up from sage. You need to burn Palo, and you need to just kind of cleanse it quite a bit. And don't do it just once. You got to go around and do it. I'm hearing at least once a week for 2 months. And that will clear it, cleanse out some, but do it around yourself too. You know, not just the house, do it around yourself. Do the whole smudgy thing around yourself. but part of this, it isn't just about that, it's about your inside. You know, you have to shift some things on the inside. That's also going to shift the energy. That's what they're telling me. You're working on old karmic stuff, the two of you, and that's what needs to be shifted. That's what I'm hearing.
And it is energy, and I'll tell you that's part of what's going on, and I love that because I know that the guys are saying it's frustrating, but I also see what they're telling us with the energy. Then it's all going to turn right around and go into a whole new echelon for you that it'll be able to do this. And this is it. And I apologize to you because I can feel that they said your guys are working with you, that they said that no matter what you look at or no matter what you're saying, it looks like this energy is there. And I think that I would definitely have you, if you don't mind, Valerie, I do love your voice and company, please contact again and again because I think me and Dean are on it, but I do think that once we do that cleansing, then we want to read with it because this is a good example of when the guys are saying, let's get this here, and then all of a sudden it'll clear it. And I had a good example, here you are in Florida, I read here, and I had a lady tease me so much. She goes, Jethro, you know, I see you over here, and she goes, you know, you're reading at this place, you're reading at that place. And I thought she jinxed me because the next day I went to the place, and I couldn't read at one of the places here. And I love psychics. We have such a vivid imagination. Everybody's like, it's Uncle Charlie. He's back, and he never liked psychics. It's the guy next door who's looking through the window. It's like, no, long story short, it was what's going on like this with the other energy. Like Dina said, once it's cleansed, and I know exactly what she's saying with that work. You do that. That works real well, and it comes from a tree in California, but it works real well in what she's saying to have it clean that place out. And I can see this is going to – also they're telling me that some other energy is going to happen here with the man there that loves you there at the house and that within the next week, energy is going to change too. I feel like he's got something that's going to be handled here that the guys are keeping you around him too. And it's a good thing, but it's like you need to be there. you two just moved. The transition's still settling in what you guys have got. And I keep hearing the guides say that you really are a go-getter. You're like, I'm ready to go do this. I'm ready to go do that. And they're telling me there's so many possibilities. It's like shaking the bag. And it's like, you could do this, you could do that. And you're like, ah. And then all that energy keeps coming. And it's like, ah. And you're like, I want to grab one. And I'm like, ah. And it's good. I know. I'm sorry. You can tell, very graphic and very visual with what I do. And so that's what I'm getting, Valerie. We love you dearly. And I thank you for being patient that tonight was probably one of the most intensest nights to get you on the phone. But out of all the callers, we were able to pull you in.
Yeah.
To tease you.
Right.
Thank
no,
you. We love you. We got her. She's back in season now. Valerie?
Yeah.
Oh, don't you run from us.
I was like, oh, I guess we're done. I heard muted. I was like, oh.
No, it's the phone has a mind of its own, and I'm tired of it. So we got it. Thank you.
All right. I'll do some cleansing and listen and keep in touch.
Thank you, Valerie. We love you. And we're going on here with the energy that it is down to that time of the night where we do a little bit of work and we do a little bit of energy before we do the closing. I have an individual that's writing here, and she's asking Dina for you to do a prayer over the radio that you would ask and maybe give her some peace of mind. She has been recently lost her an animal that she loved very dearly, and that he was a police dog that worked with her for many years, and then he became more obviously in her career as a worker, and she worked around the investigation, and she's saying that last night the dog was accidentally killed in on line of duty. We'll leave it there. And she's saying that she really is feeling a lot of energy. She knows that her and the animals would always set, she said, together. And this is one of her friends. She wants you to tell a little bit over the air, as Jethro would read this over the air, just to show that I miss my companion in work. Badge 398 is no longer here on this planet, but up in doggy heaven. Would you say something, Dina, for me?
I feel like, excuse me, I feel like that there was a deep connection there. And so, I'm not exactly Jethro. Why don't you take this one?
I'm also going, yeah, and I'm feeling that the dog is over there, and I do understand, and I feel that he is still. Why you're feeling this is he's coming to you. He didn't understand what happened, and I'm picking up that he was actually, unfortunately, it was a fast accident. I don't feel that he did much pain, but I do feel that what's happened here is why you're feeling this is you were there, and it's the energy. It's just like when they lose a person that we work with, and I'm feeling that this animal is still coming to you looking for instructions, and I'm feeling what I'm getting from this, and I know we've had some wild emails. Thank you, Dina, for helping me with these tonight. These have been, I don't understand you guys. You've got to give us with this, but this email makes sense to me and why you're writing it. That you're feeling that animal, and that animal keeps coming to you looking for instructions. I would suggest you sit down, clear your mind, breathe in the energy, do what Dina talks about, bringing it from the top, because you're talking to a higher spirit up there in your medium work. Bring it down from the purple through your body, and then I would talk to this the canine individual that you're talking about, and that you would visualize him and talk to him on the other side. Give him the commands you always give him. He's missing this, and he's stuck between the two. He was killed in the line of duty from what you're writing here, and I feel that my words I'm giving out to you is we do understand. It's not easy to lose an individual with legs than it is to lose someone with paws. There still are individuals, there's still creatures, there's still light. And I think that's what you're asking me and Dina to do. I put out light energy into my reverendship. Mm-hmm. I ask, and I know that the four elements and the four corners are putting out light here with it, and I ask that badge 359, as you put, is able here to step into the light and stay in puppy heaven to feel comfortable. He's done his work. He's done his duty. It's time for him to go home. His father, the light, the higher master is waiting on him, and I feel the energy, and you feel the creation here going. He's going over. He's over there, and he's going in there, and I feel the tears and the ears coming from you, and I know that this has got to be hard for you, and I know that this isn't easy. This is part of where we come in as the individuals, but you need to give him that command. You need to tell him to go home to that lighter energy. he keeps coming back, and that's what you're having, and it is bothering you. I can tell you from the individuals and the animals, he will be back and forth, but you need to give him that command, and you're doing it out of the fact that you're loving him and you're grieving and you need to cry it out, but I do feel you need to give that animal that command to go home in the light. That's what I'm getting. Dina,
yeah.
We've got here, we've got how to get a hold of Dina at psychicsgonewild.com. Dina does specials on emails. I know a lot of you have wrote, and I do ask you guys, please, if you want to have an email reading, catch her at, psychic medium Dina Flanagan, isn't it?
Yeah.
I want you guys to contact Dina. Dina's phenomenal at this. I had someone ask me yesterday, what else? Dina does phone, Dina does Skype. I almost said Dina does Dallas, and Dina was going to beat me
up. Yeah, don't go there.
Don't go there. And I do want to tease you guys from that site of the adult site that keeps going on there. I'm the one who monitors Dina's site, and that's why I teased Dina about this. We have a lot of individuals who are coming from a site. This is the only one that it does. I monitor 8 sites, by the way, and I want to tease you guys. Yes, Dina is a nice, attractive person, but you guys took me by surprise when you wrote down that Dina is the one. She is the greatest. She is the best, and you guys write the most funnest, coolest stuff. So continue to be positive. Please be adult. Make me laugh. Dina, tell them how to get an email reading from you and how to what email they should send that email to.
Well, I work with all individuals. So, you know, sliding scales all the way up, and I do run specials. So you can call me at 207-1999, or you can email me at essenceot@aol.com. That's essenceot@aol.com. Or you can go onto my site at Psychic Medium Dina Flanagan, and all the info's in there too. Or you can go on here on Psychics Gone Wild and find me all through here with all my information as well.
I love it, and that's what we're going to do. And thank all of you guys. Thank you guys for being patient. Thank you, Dina, for putting up with me with this. Someone asked me what was wrong with Jethro. He's really calm. It's just been a long, long day, and I grace of the light and the higher energy. This is the time of the year that we do this work. And I had someone tell me why I do it. No, that I don't really do it just for all the little snacks and treats. But although I do love food, that is a good idea, and I might start putting them out to get me through the train in the day. I do it for the reason of helping people, and that's what I think Dina does. Dina, tell everybody, I mean, we're going to bring this up again, and I know a lot of the individuals just can't believe it, but Dina, you have read for and healed people through the air. We've had individuals talk to you, and we had a work done on our friend Hattie. Do you remember when you healed her tailbone?
Yeah. I do. That was a while ago. Wow. But I do healing here in, you know, my office in person, but I do tons more long distance. That's where I do most of my healings. I'm able to heal people just through long distance energy or through energy that I can work on their body or send through to them. And I've done so many people that way, and I've gotten a lot of testimonials and how awesome it's been. I've also done houses, you know, businesses. I've done all kinds of things, not just people. Cleared energy and houses and everything. So I've done all kinds.
I have a lot of individuals here, and we've been working on it, and a lot of them want you in the real life blood. And I said, okay, put your money together. We'll fly her down here and get Dina here, and I would love to have her and me and our medium, Amy, come over. And someday we're going to have that here. We're going to have a holistic day here or two, or we have a weekend where people come in, they get to speak with, meet the original Amy Cavanaugh, have her do a book signing, talk with Dina, have her do her book signing, which Dina's going to be working on, she promised me. And Dina could do some actual laying on hands healing. You guys, I can tell you physically from working with Dina this time, and we're going to be having our birthday here in February, Dina is not only the real thing. 3 years of us working together here, plus we started working together and living in the psychic realm, actually is where we first started working together.
Yeah.
Dina is the real thing. Give her a call. She can do it through the phone. You know, it's like pizza. You can order out and get it. So we love all you guys. Talk to you next week. Sorry, you guys, that it's been so wild. Please put in what you've got. We've all got a little bit of different times. I know a lot of you guys were used to the 9 o'clock. Then a lot of you have been voting for the 8 o'clock. Tonight, it was definitely my fault. And I was last week. I messed up and did some technical difficulties. I apologize to you guys. Bear with me. We're going to get through this. That's what Gone Wild is. Love you, Dina. Take care up there. Don't get too cold. And send me sunshine. I'll send you back some positive light.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Well, everybody have a great week.